Thanks for tuning in to the Next Level Church podcast. For more information, check out our website at nextlevelchurch.net.
Well, thank you. Thank y'all so much. I appreciate it very much. No, y'all can keep clapping. It's okay. I'm kidding. No, I very much appreciate it. I'm so excited to be here today with you guys here at Next Level Church. And this is something that it's an incredible opportunity for me to be here to speak to you guys because, we've heard so much about you. I've never had the opportunity to be here in person, but I've heard so much about Next Level Church and the impact that you guys are making here in the 757. Y'all give it up for yourselves. Your reputation precedes you, and it's an honor to be here to speak with you guys. And just as the guy on the screen was just sharing, I have known Rob now for about 6 years, and Rob was actually the person that hired me at Water's Edge Church, a church just down the road from here. And whenever that time came, it was kind of a God thing. We moved up here from Florida, and I met Rob, and we kind of just hit it off. In fact, he had interviewed several other people, and whenever we were on the phone interviewing, he was like, yeah, literally the people got off the plane, and I didn't like them. So I was glad that I made it past that point whenever I met Rob. Obviously, he's pretty picky, so you're in good hands today. I'm just kidding, Ad. I don't know what kind of, anyway, you'll know afterwards, I guess. But Rob and I, we have a little bit of a past. I worked for him, and he's a great guy. One thing that I know about your pastor is that he loves people. And if you have had the opportunity just to spend a minute with him, you know he cares deeply for you. He cares for your families. He loves you guys genuinely, and he loves his church. And I had the opportunity, absolutely. When he left to come start Next Level Church, obviously he got busy, we were busy, and so we really missed each other. We'd see each other around the community, but never really got to sit down with each other. And so about 3 months ago, I had the opportunity to sit down with Rob and just talk with him, and I just love his heart for what God is doing here in the 757 and what God is doing here at Next Level Church. And let's just do that one more time. Let's give it up. Let's give some love to Rob. RobShep.com, as we like to call him. And if you don't know, he has a blog, RobShep.com. Anyway, all right, you can go check that out too. All right, well, things haven't always been, you know, great between Rob and I. In fact, y'all need to check this out. We'll show you.
Hey, Steven.
What's up, Rob?
Got a good one for you.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
I've heard that one before.
No, come on, play along. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting cow.
Boo! Oh.
why did you just slap him?
I'm tired.
Yeah, there it was. That happened. And he was supposed to slap me, by the way, but that was a little premature. Wasn't expecting it. Made the video very realistic there. But no, actually, that was like one of the outtakes. In fact, we had to shoot the video like 4 times, and I think we kept reshooting it because he just loved slapping me. The final time, the guy that was filming it, he said, "Steven, your cheek's getting really red. I don't think people are gonna believe, you know, that you're." Anyway, all right. So, but the truth is, that was a lot of fun, and except for the getting slapped 4 times, but. It was good times. Well, you know what? Enough about the past, because today I'm here to continue this series that Rob has been starting with you guys, and that's definitely what I want to focus on. And I have to tell you, Rob asked me if I could speak here about a month ago. He said, "Hey, Steven, I'm going out of town. You know, would you be able to speak here?" And he asked for a different date, and because of my schedule, I couldn't speak on that date. But as things worked out, he called me about 2 weeks ago and said, said, hey, actually, there's another date, and could you do this date? And I was like, yeah, absolutely. And so I jumped on board to be a part of this, and he sent me some of the things that that he had been talking about, and I got to listen to the past 2 weeks of his preaching and what God is teaching you guys here through this series, and I just have to tell you that I'm really excited to be able to speak to you today in this series about the church. How God uses us in the church, and so I just want to take a second and just open up with a word of prayer, asking God just to speak to our hearts during this time, and really open us up to receive a word from Him, including myself. Heavenly Father, thank you for God, the opportunities that you give me and where you've brought me and how you've led me to where I am today. And God, I ask you that you would use me today, as you have in the past, to speak your word. God, I pray that you would hide me behind your words, and God, that your name would be glorified. You promised us that, God, when we lift up the name of Jesus, that you'll draw men to yourself. And so, God, we ask you to do that, that you would draw everyone in this place to you today as we focus our attention on what you have to speak to us individually and also as a church. And so, God, we just we thank you again for this opportunity to be here. We ask you to speak to us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. So I love the title of this series, Our Perfectly Broken Family, because I think it describes church very well. Now, I've served in churches from Mississippi to Florida to Virginia now. I've served in a little over 5 churches. It's not something I'm proud of. I don't like church hopping. But it is something that that God has led each one of those moves and done something. But it's incredible, because there's 2 things that I've really learned as I've been a part of different churches. One of those things is that when you walk into a church and you're around the family of God, or you're around the people that love God and want to follow God and have committed their lives to doing that, you really feel at home when you're a part of that. When you're a part of that mission of the church. So church in the big C, that means the church everywhere. When you walk into, you know, a church, hopefully you kind of feel that welcoming spirit. If you're from a church, you kind of know what to look for, and you can kind of sense that from the people that are that. Y'all showed it this morning. Y'all clapped really loud for me. That really amps me up, gets me fired up, makes me sweat a little bit. Now it's the heat that makes me sweat. But anyway, for real, like when you walk into a church and you go to different places, you know, you get amped up by just the sense that, you know what, God is with these people. God is with this gathering of people. But our perfectly broken family, I think when you, this is the second thing that I learned from being a part of so many churches, is that you really understand that, you know what, people are people. No matter where you go, you run into people, and we're not perfect. How many of you are perfect out there? Right answer. Wow. I was hoping one of y'all would be brave. Oh, yeah, man. That's me. What's up? Thank you. I appreciate that very much. No, you know, people are people. And in fact, whenever I was in college, I took a leadership class, and there was a professor. Nobody liked this professor, which kind of is funny, but this was his favorite saying, is people are people are people are people. No matter where you go, people will be people. People will disappoint you, because people aren't perfect. And that's what you can find is true about every church. But I really want to hone in on what the Bible says about the imperfections that people have, and that is that God uses people even in our weaknesses. Y'all take a look. Here's 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. It says, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me." When we are people of God, then you know what? Those imperfections, those weaknesses that we have, you know what? God uses those. In fact, he amplifies those to really show that he is a powerful God, that he is a loving God, that can use these imperfect people to do amazing things. And that's your reputation, Next Level Church. That's your reputation. Is that God is using you to do amazing things in this community. And I think I heard Pastor Rob this past week, talk about how God is using you to make an impact in the homeless community here on the peninsula, and how when nobody else would rise to the challenge, you guys rose to the challenge and supported it as just one church supporting and going after trying to tackle homelessness on the peninsula. Y'all should applaud yourself for that. That's pretty stinking amazing. You see, because people put limitations on us. You know, people look at us and they say, you know what, you can do this or you can't do that or whatever. But as we sung earlier, nothing is impossible with God. And whenever you know that, whenever you believe that, when you put your faith in that, then God uses you to do amazing things. And that's what God is doing here today. My grace is sufficient for you because my power is made perfect in weakness. And God is showing his power through you guys. But God wants to continue that. And so today I wanted to teach on a whole bunch of different things. And I had a whole bunch of ideas. That's what happens whenever you haven't talked for over 3 months is you have all these ideas that dance around in your head, and you try to narrow them down, and you don't. And so I actually have 7 points to give you today. Everybody go, whoa, because, wow, that's a lot. You're going to need that, right? All right? And I actually drank a Starbucks coffee on my way here today, so if I jump around, anyway, I'm just kidding. All right, so I'm not kidding about the coffee, though, but you probably could already tell that. This is what I'm going to teach to you guys today is 7 things that you can do to make your church perfect or darn near close, all right? 7 things that you can do to make your church perfect or darn near close. And here's what I want you to do. If there's a notes thing, maybe you can use the back of the offering envelope, whatever you have, or, you know, grab some lipstick, mascara. I think there's a pen in your seat, so you don't really have to do that. But whatever you have, I would love it if you would take some notes on this today and write some of this down. Because honestly, if I had known this like going into my church experience, you know what? This would make things a whole lot easier. These are things that I wish somebody would have said to me so long ago about church. And so there's 7 things that I want to share with you guys that can make your church perfect. Now I asked you guys how many of you are perfect, and none of you raised your hands except for one. I appreciate that. But you know what? Here's the deal. God really does work and make us perfect through our weaknesses. And what he wants to do is he wants to use all those different imperfections that we have and melt us together to make a beautiful statement right here on the 757 as this church, Next Level Church. And so I just want to encourage you today in these 7 things. These might be 7 things that you guys do amazing, but there's 7 things that God has laid on my heart to share with you. And the other thing that I just want to set this up by saying, Rob asked me, did not ask me actually to share any of these things. These are all things that I personally felt like God was telling me to share with you guys today. And so I just want to set it up with that. As you listen to this message, you know, remember that this is me, Stephen Anderson, coming to you, Next Level Church, sharing these things with you guys, so you can be encouraged with these things. All right. But no church is perfect. In fact, we're a perfectly broken family, and I'm going to just try to pick up where Rob has left off in this series. So the first thing that I want to tell you to do to make your church perfect or darn near close is, number one, support your pastor and his family. If you're writing these down, support your pastor and his family. And as a pastor, I have to tell you guys, there's absolutely nothing more important to me than my wife and my kids. There's nothing more important to me than Christy, my wife, who's sitting on the front row with me, and my 2 kids who are enjoying your kids' environments right now. And look, if you want to support me, if I was your pastor and you wanted to support me, you would love on my family. You would make sure that, you know, that those things were taken care of, that the needs of my family were taken care of, there was nothing we went without. I mean, so to speak, my needs. I don't need, you know, diamond rings or amazing watches. I'm not talking about those things. You know what I am talking about, and this happens in some other places, is people tear the pastor down. They tear him apart, and that doesn't need to happen as a church. Support your pastor and his family. Y'all look at this, because God told us this in the Bible. It says in Romans chapter 13, verse 1, it says, everyone must submit to governing authorities, for all authority comes from God, and those in positions of authority have been placed there by God. You know, Pastor Rob is the pastor here at Next Level Church, and his authority, it comes from God, and he has been placed here by God to lead this church, to do whatever it is that God has called this church to do. That mantle of responsibility is heavy. It's heavy. I promise you this, that there's not a day that goes by where Rob Shepherd is at home and he's not thinking about Next Level Church or the individuals that make up Next Level Church. There's not a moment that passes where he's not impacted by a hurt that's happening here within this family of God. And so with that mantle, with that level of responsibility that he carries, you know, I just would impress on you, if y'all want to be a perfect church or darn near close to a perfect church, then love your pastor. Love his family. Your pastor needs your support, and his family needs your support. And you know what? Like I said before, I've seen churches that have torn down their pastor in front of their families. And it's such a sad thing to witness and to see. But it's something that you know what? You can honestly, you can be a part of a solution. You can be part of it. And here's a practical thing that I would love you to take away from this point. You know what? Your pastor, he needs encouragement. You know, if you haven't written your pastor a note of encouragement, then today's the day that you need it, or this week is the week. That would be a great week. You know, it would be great to see the mailbox out front overflowing. I don't know if there's really a mailbox out front. I didn't check. I should have checked. But overflowing with mail for Rob whenever he gets back, to show him how much you love and support him and what God is doing through him here at Next Level Church. And you know what? He needs that, you know, maybe a call, maybe a pat on the back, maybe a huge hug when he gets back, and anything. Maybe you can, you know, buy him, you know, a wig or something. You know, you noticed in that video he had a lot of hair, right? You see what y'all have done to him? Oh, my goodness. All right. Support your pastor and his family. And this brings me to the next point, which really goes right along with it, is support your staff and the leadership here at Next Level Church. Support your staff and the leadership here at Next Level Church, is because they're serving right along. Now, I've served in both these roles. I've been a pastor and I've been a staff member. In fact, the last assignment that I had, I was both at the same time, a pastor and a staff member. And you know what? As a staff member, you need that encouragement. You need that love. You need that support. You need that feeling of family and people to come alongside you and tell you how well of a job that you're doing, or to help you with things. And I want to give you some practical ways that you can do both. Support your pastor, but also support your staff and the other volunteer leadership that is here at Next Level. And one of those, the first one that I want to tell you guys is that you need to volunteer. All right? There are so many things that have to get done, whether it's during the week, whether it's on a Sunday. You know what? But volunteering is one of those ways that you can take that next level step and really support your pastor, your staff, because you know what? It takes an army of people to make this place run. I already told you a couple of other things. You know, write notes, give words of encouragement to your pastor, to your staff team. Another way is just show up. Just show up. You know what? I was going to say this at the beginning, but I was going to say lock the door because a guest preacher is here. Didn't want anybody to run out. But just showing up. You know what? Your pastor loves to see your face, all right? Your pastor doesn't prepare a whole sermon series just so you can miss 2 weeks of it. You know, show up. Be here. Be present. You know what? It's an encouragement just to see you here. And then, lastly, be active in the mission. Be active in the mission. Love God, love people, and make a difference. Is that right? I got that right, right? Everybody, just if I did, okay. All right. Love God, love people, and make a difference. Be active in the mission. If you aren't volunteering, but you're coming here and you're part of Next Level Church, and you're out there in the community making a difference, then you are a contributing member of this church. And you're making a difference. And so I just want to encourage you with that. Be a part of this mission. If you're loving people, if you're inviting your neighbors to come be a part of Next Level, then you're making a difference. You're making an impact. And so that is supporting your staff and your leadership here at Next Level. And so the third thing that I want to share with you guys is that to give like crazy. All right. Again, I have to just say, look, Rob didn't ask me to come in here, and he didn't give me like five of these points to share with you guys and everything, and especially this is not one of my things to come in here and talk about money as your guest preacher. I would love it if y'all walked out of here and y'all were saying, oh man, that was a great talk, but I'm talking about money. And so give like crazy. If you want to make your church perfect or darn near close, then give like crazy. You know, statistics say that if the people that attended church would just tithe, which is kind of what God asks us to do, would just tithe, then there would be nothing that would not be done. All of the mission would be funded. There would be nothing that would be impossible for God to do within that church and within the community if the church would just give what we're asked to do by God. But if you just give of yourself, all right, if you just give, all right, then God's going to do amazing things. And so I just want to challenge you. You know, giving doesn't necessarily always mean money. You know, here in the United States, we have a lot of it. If you've ever gone on a mission trip to other parts of the world, you understand that that's one of the gifts that God has given the United States is money. And so we are called to be a part of giving and sending people into the world and supporting missions and supporting ministries through giving. But the other part of this is that you have time, you have talents, and God wants to use those. It's not just for the people that have been set apart by God. It's not just for the pastors or your staff to give of their time and to give of their energy and to give of their thoughts and to let this life consume them. It's for us collectively as the church to give of ourselves to make an impact in the 757, to make an impact in the community. So I would challenge you to give like crazy. And this is what God says about giving to us. It says in Luke chapter 6, it says, give and you will receive your gift, give and you will receive, your gift will return to you in full, pressed down, shaken together, and to make room for more, running over and poured into your lap. The amount you give will determine the amount that you get back. God says, look, if you give, I'm going to overflow your buckets. Even more than you give, you'll get back. Now, I went on a mission trip, and I've been on several mission trips, and one that I remember quite vividly is one that I had the opportunity to lead as a very young pastor. I was, I think, 19 years old, and we took a group of people down to Mexico. In fact, my wife, she wasn't my wife back then, but my wife was a part of that trip, and as a young leader leading a group, I remember just taking a step back and kind of looking what God was allowing us to do. And we brought a lot of fun, a lot of games, and the kids were happy and they were having a great time. And ministry was taking place. But I was just kind of rocked in my world, because what God was teaching me at that same time was that I was getting so much more in return from what I was pouring out into the community that we were serving in Mexico. And I just want to tell you that what you give, you will get so much more back from God. And so I just want to challenge you with that. Give like crazy, and God will bless your life for it. The fourth thing that you can write down that would make your church perfect or dang near close is to be connectors. Be connectors. Recently, there's a statistic that I found that said more than 40% of people in America say they go to church regularly. But as it turns out, really only about 20% are actually in church. Really only about 20% are actually in church. You know, if we're going to have a perfect church, then we have to be better about connecting with people. One thing, and how many of you are on social media? You have like Instagram or whatever. You know what? Social media marketing is taking over like crazy. There's people that are direct marketing and stuff like that, and you see all these encouraging posts. Some of them are leadership posts. Some of them are sales posts. But one of the ways to really drum up, you know, some followership is by posting things that really challenge people. And so there's been some posts that challenge people. And one that I've seen recently is that there is a comfort zone thing, and it's like here's your comfort zone, and it has a little bitty circle and says comfort zone in it, and like you can imagine, you know what? And people are really comfortable in their comfort zone, so it's not like you're claustrophobic in the little bitty circle. You know, you kind of like it. You know, it's got a little mini fridge right there. You've got everything that you need. You can reach in. You can grab whatever you want. You know what? And then it has this nice big circle. Everybody, how many of you like roomy places? You're like, you know, like you like, wow, this is so big and vast. All right, I like roomy places too, all right? And so you've got the little bitty circle with your mini fridge. That's your comfort zone. And then you have the very big thing, and it says where the magic happens. And obviously it's outside of your comfort zone. That's the whole point of the, anyway. You know, the picture, a picture's worth 1,000 words, and I was about to give it 1,000 words to explain it to you guys, but we'll just move on from here and go. But here's the point is you know what, I you probably don't know this about me, and you probably wouldn't get this today because for some of you it's the first time we've met, but naturally I'm a pretty shy person, and my hair stuff is getting into my eye, and that makes me even shyer. No, I'm just kidding. But no, seriously, naturally, I'm a reserved person. You know, I don't like, you know, starting conversations, but if somebody wants to come have a conversation with me, I'm more than happy with doing that. But it takes me stepping outside of that comfort zone and going out of my way to really drive building relationships in my life. And so, you know what, I just want to encourage you today that if we're going to have a perfect church, then we have to step out of that comfort zone. We've got to be connectors. And maybe that's part of what you do here at Next Level. Maybe you're one of those people that is a connector here. And when you see a new person, you're immediately on the spot walking up to them, trying to get to know them, trying to find out where they're from and what brought them here today. Maybe that's you in your neighborhoods or communities that you need to step out and just go over to your neighbor that lives right next door that you know what, you have this feud because he cuts his lawn a little bit lower than you cut your lawn, and that really irritates you, and or you don't cut your lawn and he always is yelling. Anyway, the lawn just scares me. Anyway, but God wants us to connect, you know, and that could be with our neighbors, it could be with other people or whatever, but God wants us to step out of that comfort zone and be connectors and really change. And here's what could change when you connect with people. I don't know if you know this, but you know what? Maybe not everybody in here, and maybe not everybody that you come in contact with on a daily basis knows God. You know what? If you're a connector, you could change a person's life. If you're a connector, your example in a person's life could make the difference that changes everything for them. So I just want to encourage you today, step out of that comfort zone. Be a connector. Let's see the next thing. And really, Rob did a great job with this last week. And if you haven't heard, thank you. If you haven't heard the message from last week, then I would just tell you that I really just let it run off my face. But I appreciate it. Yeah, after the service, I'll be like, anyway. Thank you. Thank you. Protect the unity. Protect the unity. And like I was saying, if you haven't listened, if you weren't here last week, then you need to go back and listen to Rob's talk, Pastor Rob, from last week, and really see what he has to say about this. But the Bible says this in Hebrews. It says, "And let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds." You know, and let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. And that's something that I love about the mission of Next Level Church is that I think you have this in your mission, all right? Is that you want to spur each other on. Y'all want to be out there making an impact in your community, all right? But that can't happen if y'all are tearing each other down inside this community. And so I just want to encourage you, you know what? Protect the unity. Spur each other on. Encourage each other. When you have critical conversations, you know what? Talk to each other in love, not in hate or you know, in an immature fashion. Spur each other on towards love and good deeds. You know, the next 2 points, and I have just a short time to finish here with these next 2 points, but these are probably the most important points that I want to give you today. In fact, I know you wrote them down. Hopefully you've been writing them down. And you can forget everything else that I've said, but these last 2 points are the points that I absolutely want you to hear today because these 2 points absolutely changed my life. So number 6 is chase after God. If you want to make your church perfect or darn near close, then you have to chase after God. Chase after God. You see, God says this in Luke chapter 10. He says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. And love your neighbor as yourself. Now, let me just kind of give you a little background. Jesus was having a conversation, Jesus said, what's the greatest commandments? And this is how the guy answered. He says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. And love your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus looks at him and says, dude, you got that right. You got that right on. And that's how we should be in our lives. Individually. I'm speaking to you as an individual. Today, you need to chase after God. You need to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your strength. You need to put everything that you have into loving God. It needs to be when you wake up in the morning thinking about, it needs to be what you go to bed dreaming about is chasing after God, finding out what is His will for my life? What does He want me to know? What is the insight He wants to give me into my life about my job situation or about my personal relationships or about what is it that God has to tell me about what is happening in my life? If we chase after God, then God will be fruitful and give us those answers to this. Now here's how I want to encourage you. You know, when you chase after God, I want to give you kind of the practical way to do that, and that is through spiritual disciplines. Say that with me one time. Spiritual disciplines. All right. Yeah, that was really good. So say spiritual disciplines. Oh, that's better. Wow. Okay. Very good. All right. So, yeah, spiritual discipline. Now a discipline is something that, you know, nobody likes discipline. I remember being in grade school. You don't really like discipline, but you kind of do it. Or you know, how many of you work out? There's a few of you. Okay. That's good. You know, it's a discipline. It's a habit. It's something that you do regularly, you know, for a cause. And so if we're going to chase after God, we need specific habits in our life. And I'm going to hit on one, but there are plenty of spiritual disciplines that we have that you can put into your life that will really help you chase after God. But one of the most important ones is reading your Bible. Let me just tell you, I know Rob kind of starts out every, you know, talk, and he says, you know, if you have your Bibles with you today, or not with you, I'm sorry, that you can have a Bible today by just getting on your smartphone and downloading the YouVersion app. You just go online, and I think they have a slide. I didn't ask them to put the slide up, but there's also a slide. I'm sure their staff members or I can even help you find the YouVersion app, the Bible app. And show you. There's reading plans on that app, so like you don't have to just go at it blind like I'm doing. I'm in this this challenge. It's called the Bible in 90 Days. That's the reading plan that I'm doing right now. I'm on like day 14, but I fell behind anyway. But the point is that you know, when you read your Bible, when you put God's word in front of you and you're looking at it, you know, God will use that and He'll speak to you through His word. I think that would be really important. Like I was saying, there's other really amazing spiritual disciplines like fasting and just meditation, time alone with God, listening to God, listening to sermons and other things that can be a part of helping you change your life. So that's number one, is chase after God. Chase after God. Give him all your heart, your soul, your mind, your strength. Give him everything that you have. And number seven, if you want your church to be perfect or dang near close, is fall in love with Jesus. Fall in love with Jesus. There's a story in the Bible that I think it exemplifies what it means to fall in love with Jesus. And it was somebody that I think absolutely did. His name is Peter. He's one of Jesus' disciples, and they were on a boat, and this great storm came up, and they were scared, and then in the midst of everything, you know, they look out, and they see somebody walking on the water towards it, and Peter looks out and says, "That's Jesus," or he says, "Jesus, if that's you, then what I would want is that you just say, come to me, and I'll come to you on the water." And so Jesus looks at him and says, you know, "Do just that, come to me." And so Peter gets up the courage enough. And I just want to pause there because I want you to understand that the intimacy, the love relationship between Jesus and Peter in this moment, you know, is where God wants our attention and our hearts to be. You see, none of us are perfect. None of us are perfect. We all, you know, have this broken thing that we're part of, it's our lives, and you know we've messed things up. But here's the deal: Jesus came along, and what Jesus sees in you, you know, makes you darn near close to perfect. You know, He looks at you and He says, "You know what? I have what you need to be complete. I have your future. I have everything that you need. All that I want from you is that you follow me." You see, Peter understood this. He knew that nothing was impossible with God. He knew that nothing was impossible because of his relationship with Jesus Christ. And so when it was Peter that was looking up and he saw Jesus walking on the water, he knew that if Jesus said come to him, that he would be able to come to him. And so today I want to ask you, do you need to come to Jesus? Do you need to have that intimate relationship with Him? Do you need to fall in love with Jesus today? And Jesus is saying, come. And you know what? The verse goes on, and basically what happens is Peter gets out of the boat. He walks on water for a little bit, and then he takes his eyes off of Jesus, and he falls. But Jesus still loves him. Jesus saves his life. He gets him back into the boat. He still loves him. He still cares for him. You know what? We might screw up. We might mess up. You might be here today and you're in a broken state because of things that have happened in your life, decisions that you have made that are bad or good, or you don't know whether they're bad or good, but they're decisions. You know what? Today, I hope that you hear that Jesus loves you. And what He's asking for you is to focus your attention on Him and for you to fall in love with Him. And whenever you do that, you know what? You'll be a part of making this church a little bit closer to perfect. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for allowing us this opportunity to be in your presence today. God, I thank you for what you're doing right here at Next Level Church. And God, the ministry here at Next Level is so amazing, the impact that you're making here. And God, I would just ask you that you would use my words, that you would use, God, what you're doing today to really make a huge impact in people's lives. But God, I know this, that God, when we show up and we commit ourselves to doing the things that you've asked us to do, God, when we really strive after loving you and having a relationship with you, when we really strive after God chasing after you and practicing disciplines that bring us closer to you, then God, you do amazing things in and through us. And so God, I pray that for everybody here today. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We hope you've enjoyed and learned from today's podcast. If you'd like to connect with us further, you can check out our website, nextlevelchurch.net, or find us on Facebook or Twitter.